Al-Bayan Radio presents the following Friday khutbah from Masjid al-Azhar, Bilmo, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
Inna alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nastahdih, wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah, wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تعالى: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم، يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالًا كثيرًا ونساءً، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبًا. أما بعد، فقال الله تعالى في سورة القصص: إن قارون كان من قوم موسى فبغى عليهم، وآتيناه من الكنوز ما إن مفاتحه لتنوء بالعصبة أولي القوة إذ قال له قومه: لا تفرح، إن الله لا يحب الفرحين، وابتغ فيما آتاك الله الدار الآخرة، ولا تنس نصيبك من الدنيا، وأحسن كما أحسن الله إليك، ولا تبغ الفساد في الأرض، إن الله لا يحب المفسدين. The story of Musa عليه السلام is a story that is full of importance, primarily because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala repeated it and used it in so many different ways in the Qur'an. One sub-story of the story of Musa is the story of Qarun. And the story of Qarun has a special significance to us, mostly as people that were born Muslims. Because Qarun was one of Bani Israel. Qarun was basically born a Muslim. And he was on the religion of Musa alayhi salam. But Qarun went far off the path because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with skills, whereby he was very political. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with power and influence. All of those things got to him, and he went off the path. And people then advised Qarun and gave him an advice, and that advice is recorded in the Quran. And it's an advice that we need to take, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't talk about the story of Qarun for no reason. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked and used the story of Qarun so that we think, hey, this relates to me. I can see myself in the shoes of Qarun. This advice that was given to Qarun is an advice that I need to take to heart. So I'm going to focus today just on one part of the story where the advice given to him is, وَبْتَغِ فِيمَا آتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. The first advice, there's four advices given in this ayah. The first advice is to seek with what Allah has given you the final abode, the last home. What does that mean? That's a command to make the akhirah your priority. To not get lost in this dunya. To realize the akhirah is your true home. You're here temporarily as a traveler and you're going to leave. So the first advice was to set your sights on the akhirah. But set your sights with what Allah has given you. Look at what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Qarun. He gave him wealth. He gave him intelligence. He gave Qarun so much. And he had so much potential. So use that potential. Use what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you and use that for the akhirah. And that's a reminder to ourselves, because each and every one of us has so much that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. Whether that be from wealth, intelligence, ability. We need to ensure that we are using that in the right way. Now, it necessitates that if you are akhirah focused, there are some things in the dunya that you need to take care of. However, this advice that was given, seek the akhirah, could be understood in an incorrect way. It could mean throw away the dunya. Don't worry about anything. Just, you know, you should be praying all day or all night. You should be reading Quran, this and that. An incorrect understanding of the religion. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent this religion as balance. So to correct this incorrect understanding, the next statement was, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. Do not forget your share of this world. You need to have balance. There are some things in this world that you need to do and that is halal for you to do. Qatada rahimahullah, he made tafsir of this as saying, seek the halal. There's so much halal that is out there for you to do, and you are allowed to seek it. It is allowed for you to seek it. I.e. balance. However, if you just look at the phrase used, do not forget your share of this world. Strange, you know, wording. It's not like, you know, ensure that, you know, you're doing the halal, or, you know, you can do the halal. It is allowed for you to do the halal. He says, do not forget. As if the right attitude to have is that this dunya should be something you're almost forgetting, but you got to pull yourself back and say, you know, I need to give myself a little bit of rest. My body has a right over me, allow myself a little bit of entertainment. See, the way it's wording in the Quran. And then it says, وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ. This is already your nasib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already written it for you. It's going to happen. So these are the first two advices given to Qarun. First, to ensure that you're seeking the akhirah with everything that Allah has given you. And the second, to ensure that you're balanced about that. And that you're seeking the halal. And that you know that you're allowed to do certain things in this life. And that you don't take... You know what happens? Sometimes people, they start to get religious. But unfortunately, the mentality is wrong. And they start to go too much and they burn out. It's not a burnout. You have to be balanced about this so that you last. The third advice given, وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands then ihsan. You must have ihsan. And that's already understood from وَبْتَغِي فِيمَا أَتَاكَ اللَّهُ الدَّارُ وَالْآخِرَةِ. When you're going to seek the akhirah, that means you already need ihsan, but it's re-emphasized here because ihsan is an important principle that every one of us needs to live by, whereby we are seeking to give the best. We're not trying to do any hodgepodge job. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He didn't say, وَأَحْسِنْ فِي صَلَاتِكَ or وَأَحْسِنْ إِلَى وَالِدَيْكَ or وَأَحْسِنْ فِي كَذَا or كَذَا. He didn't say to do ihsan in any particular thing, he left it general. I have ihsan in everything. And what level of ihsan should you have? You should have ihsan as if you are repaying the ihsan that Allah has given you. Your ihsan should be like the fact that Allah has given you ihsan. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds you of the fact that Allah has given you ihsan, has given you so much. Look at the amazing body He's given you, the skills He's given you, all the environment, the things around you that He's continually giving you. There's an important ayah in Surah Al-Rahman where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. The reward for ihsan is only ihsan. Here we can understand this in a few ways. Allah subhanahu has given you ihsan, therefore you must give back. You're not rewarding Allah, but you must give back with ihsan. And then when you give back with ihsan, Allah gives you more ihsan. You need to ensure that we're reaching this high level. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ends the ayah. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ وَلَا تَبْغِي الْفَسَادَ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Don't seek to do fasad. And fasad corruption is the opposite of ihsan. So if you're doing ihsan, that necessitates that you're not corrupt, doing anything bad, not corrupting. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again has to emphasize it. Because it's very, very easy that you mix your ihsan with some fasad. You're doing very well in this thing, but you're completely throwing another aspect of the religion away. You're a perfect Muslim praying in the mosque front row, but you go out and you treat everyone like trash. That you cheat people. You need to ensure that you are not forgetting that you have an influence and that you are not causing fasad, corruption. You need to realize that you have an influence. What you do and what you portray has an impact on other people, and that can create fasad in the earth. I'll give you a simple example. You know, people sometimes, they do things and it's not necessarily Islamic. But sometimes they're lax about it and they let other people know that they do it as well. You know, I watched this X thing, you know, it's a TV show, but it's clearly haram. But let's just talk about it, post on social media. Now, that is spreading fasad. You need to ensure that you are watching what you're doing. The manners that you have with other people, the conduct, because that's causing fasad. That could be causing fasad. So you need to ensure that we take it in both ways. That we remind ourselves, have ihsan, I need to hold myself back and look, am I causing fasad? And these were the four advice that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Qarun in this ayah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. قال الله تعالى وابتغ فيما آتاك الله الدار الآخرة ولا تنس نصيبك من الدنيا وأحسن كما أحسن الله إليك ولا تبغي الفساد في الأرض إن الله لا يحب المفسدين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah gave four advices to Qarun, and we must ensure that those advices apply to us. The first, we are seeking the akhirah with everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. That we are ensuring that we are balanced about that and we are not forgetting the halal things in this dunya. That we are ensuring that everything that we are doing is with ihsan, and that we are remembering the ihsan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to us. And that we are ensuring that we are not causing corruption. We are not negatively impacting on anyone in any way. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to implement these four pieces of action. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في الصين وفي بورما وفي سوريا وفي فلسطين وفي سائر بلاد المسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقم الصلاة.